The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
In Jesus' name, amen. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. And please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are grateful to God for His mercies and for His grace over each and every one of us. To God alone be all the glory, and to Him be all the honor, in Jesus' mighty name. Destiny, Discovery, and Fulfillment, Part 1. Destiny, Discovery, and Fulfillment, Part 1. In the second service, we'll be into the workers' thanksgiving to thank God for the workers and, of course, the impartation service. But our running message this morning is Destiny, Discovery, and Fulfillment. This will launch us into the series of messages that we'll be into for the rest of the year to prepare us for the year 2025. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Our messages between now and the end of the year will be preparatory, preparing us to go into that year, which will be a better year than 2024, in the name of Jesus. Every child of God is a predestined child. You have been predestined to be great. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 30, Romans 8 verse 30, he said, moreover, whom that he predestined, he called. Whom that he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. So every child of God is a child of destiny. Somebody say, I'm a child of destiny. And one of the greatest things that can happen to a believer is for the believer to discover his destiny and to fulfill the destiny. And so as we prepare to end this year and go to another year, we are trusting God that God will expose each one with clarity to their destiny and help each one to be able to fulfill it in Jesus' name. So don't underestimate or undervalue yourself. You are a child of destiny. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. Even if things are not working the way you want them to work now, you are still a child of destiny. Ephesians 1 verse 5. Say, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, by to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So, Christ has predestined us for something. He has predestined us for something. To the extent that every child of God is unique. You are a unique person. Everything about you is different from the next person, because you have a destiny to fulfill, and you will fulfill it in Jesus' name. And the essence of living is to fulfill the purpose for which you were created. Quickly this morning, what are some things to note about destiny? What are some things to note about destiny? A, is that the matter of destiny is not something you play with. The matter of your destiny is not something you toy with or you handle with kid gloves. You don't play with destiny. You don't toy with destiny. Number two, or B, thing to note about destiny is that destiny cannot be gambled with. You can't toy with it. You can't gamble with it. You can't gamble with destiny. Anyone that gambles with destiny cannot fulfill destiny. C, thing to note about destiny is that destiny, discovery, and pursuits is what leads to your fulfillment and your joy. The discovery of your destiny, the pursuit of your destiny, and the accomplishment of what God wants you to be and who He wants you to be is what will give you joy. Someone with me this morning shout a big hallelujah. D. The greatest tragedy of life is unfulfilled destiny. The greatest tragedy of life is for a person to just live for nothing and did not accomplish what God wants them to be, or does not become who God wants them to be in life. It's a tragedy. E. Thing to note about destiny is that destiny must not be wasted but invested. Your life, your destiny must not be wasted but invested. Life must not be wasted. It's a tragedy that some people still waste their life on womanizing, alcoholism, gambling. These are all waste of destiny. Destiny is not meant to be wasted. Destiny is not meant to be trashed in the toilet and flushed. Destiny must be invested so that it can be a blessing to heaven and to eternity. Somebody with me this morning shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a foundation for this message this morning, I want you to know these five things I just spoke to you about. Because the matter of destiny is not something that you play with at all. It's not something that you toy with in any way. So, I want to show us, how do you discover your destiny? How can I know my destiny? So that I can prepare very well. I can close the year 2024 well and start 2025 well. How can I know my destiny? One. What has God told you or shown you about your destiny? Anything God has shown you or spoken to you about or told you about your destiny, that's the way to discover your destiny. Jeremiah 3 and verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God wants to show you your destiny. God wants to reveal to you your destiny. Somebody with me this morning shout a big hallelujah. My prayer for you is that as we prepare to close this year and as we prepare to launch into the year 2025, for many that have not been shown their clear-cut destiny, God will reveal it to you in the name of Jesus. I say God will reveal it to you in the name of Jesus. He will reveal it to you and speak to you. He will show you in visions and dreams. He will show you in diverse forms. In the name of Jesus. What God has told you is very easy for you to know your destiny from there. Two, how can I discover my destiny? What do you love doing? These are all questions that you must answer if you are going to maximize your destiny. What do you love doing? That is, Have you discovered what you love doing? What gives you joy? Many have abandoned their joy for what is just available. What is the thing that you do that you are happy doing it? You are joyful. What do you love? You just love it. You enjoy it. Nobody needs to force you. You just love doing it. We are talking about destiny this morning. Number three, how do you discover your destiny? What are the things in you that can help others? What are the gifts in you? What are the talents in you that can help others? What do you carry? What do you carry inside of you that can help others, that can bless the life of others? What is that gift that God placed in you that is dormant? What is that talent in you that when you release it, people are blessed, people are helped, their life is helped? We are talking about destiny here. So there are gifts in you. There are benefits in you that can benefit others. The moment you discover the area that you are useful to others, you are discovering destiny. The moment you discover the areas that you are useful to others, you are beginning to discover your destiny. What is that thing that when you do it, it helps others to be better? It helps their life to be better. Four, how to discover your destiny. What are the things in your life that is in high demand? What is that thing in your life that is in high demand that everybody wants to have a share? Everybody wants you to minister to them in that area or do something for them in that area. Maybe you are good in administration. Maybe you are good in you are very good in baking. Maybe you are very good in one business or another. What is it that you can do that is in high demand? People want to, they just want it because you have it. This is destiny. Because it's very possible to spend a whole year without knowing destiny. It's possible to spend a whole life without knowing destiny. And it's possible to get to a point in your life where you say, now I know what God wants me to do and I'll spend the rest of my life doing it. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. The moment you discover the area that you are useful to others, you are beginning to discover your destiny. Number, what are we now? Number five, how do you discover your destiny? What are the things that you can achieve with minimal effort? What do you do with minimal effort? You see, what you are doing with minimal effort, somebody is doing it and they are struggling. What do you do that you don't struggle to do? Hello? What do you do that you do it effortlessly? You don't have to fast and pray for many days before you can do it. When you do it with ease. When you do it with so much peace. As against something else that you go and put your hand into and you'll be struggling because you feel that this is what I must do because this is what I studied. Many people's education has beclouded their judgment. Many people's education has beclouded their judgment. I think I told you the story before. When I was in university, I was one of the executives in the fellowship. And I was probably the only one, I don't know, that was running away from ministry. Because we had School of Ministry and many other things that time. I never even wanted to go near it at all because I had my own plan. I had planned my own life the way I want my life to be. And there's nobody should shake it here and there. But others say, there's a ministry of ministry, they will go there. Amazingly, all those people that had interest in that ministry at that time, maybe one or two of us are in ministry today. We have doctors, we have engineers, we have petroleum engineers, we have people in different areas of development in the nation and all over the world. What is that? Don't let what you studied or what you studied in school be clouded. What is God showing you? What is God telling you to do as you prepare for 2025? Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. What do you do with minimal effort? What do you do that you don't need to struggle? You don't need anybody to... When they wake you up, come and do this thing, you can do it. We are talking of destiny here. What do you do with minimal or no assistance? You don't need to stress your wife. You don't need to stress your husband. You don't need to stress your children. You don't need to stress anybody. You do it with minimal effort and it brings blessing to others. anything you are doing that is stressing your life and stressing your entire household, bringing problems between you and your wife, might probably not be your destiny. Destiny. Number six, how do I discover my destiny? What are good desires that will not let go? What are the good desires that will not let go? What are the desires that will not go? What are that thoughts coming to your mind that will not go? Maybe you are here and God has been speaking to you about being in ministry, and it will not go, but you have succeeded in suppressing it. You put it under, what's that thing we used to pound here? Yam, mortar, abi. You put it inside the, and you put it outside. You now sat on it. You are sitting on destiny. You are sitting on, you covered it. You sat on it that, no, this thing must not. And you are walking like this. God is telling you, this is what I want you to do that will bless you. You are going like this. Say, this is what I want you to do that will bless you. Say, no. I heard that it's very stressful. In fact, it looks like Papa is losing weight these days. Maybe the stress is too much. I traveled somewhere. It was early this year. And then I went to see one of our church members who was in that country. And then as I entered, I greeted them. We had some time and I stayed in their house. And then the following day, the wife told me, said, I told my husband yesterday that, Papa, you have lost so much weight too, that I was telling him that I hope that there's no problem. I said, there's no problem. It's deliberate. Because when I was there like 2 years ago or 3 years before that time, I was bigger than this. Praise the Lord. So I'm speaking to somebody this morning. What is that desire that will not let go? What is that thing that God has placed in your heart? What is that assignment? What is that area of life God wants you to walk? They now feel it's degrading. Say, how will I hold me? He'll grab it. Now be a tailor. I'll now be designing clothes for people. They now be looking at me as if I did not go to school. Duh. After all the school I went to. A whole me. A whole. You now do your hands like this. A whole me. We are talking of your whole destiny here. We are talking of your whole destiny here. You are talking of your whole me. We are not only your destiny, but the destiny of others. You heard that great man this morning. He said, and I spoke to him. I just saw him and I said, it's time for you to expand. And he said, as he got home, he occurred to him that, yeah. Now, if somebody did not actualize his destiny to make that happen, then you can see the chain effect. Because somebody's destiny is attached to somebody else's destiny. As I looked at God's servant as we were in Shiloh, I just meditated over many of God's grace in my life and how I was in that hotel room praying with fasting in that country, in that location. God, show me who I'm to follow and what I'm to follow, what I'm to do. And as God spoke to me, I can never forget, and spoke to me, follow so person. And as I continue to follow, I cannot imagine the level of impact and influence his life has had on my life. You cannot imagine it. You cannot imagine where my life was and where it is today by grace through connection. So all these people talking rubbish all about it, they don't know anything. What is that thing in your heart that will not let go? Quickly this morning, I want to show us, before we begin to pray, how do you fulfill your destiny? I just taught us how to discover your destiny now. How can I fulfill? Because this message is about discovery and fulfillment. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? How can I fulfill my destiny? Number one, A, discovery of God's plan. You can only fulfill the destiny that God has placed before you if you are able to discover God's plan. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Say, behold, I formed thee in the before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That was the discovery of Jeremiah's destiny. My heart bleeds anytime we have maybe fasting and prayer program or vigils, and men and women of who claim to be men and women of destiny stay away. My heart bleeds. My heart bleeds. Because, you see, let me tell you something. Now, maybe in another message, I'll go into details on that. Do you know that destiny discovery is in faces? You have discovered a face now. Doesn't mean that face is the end. That's why you must... God will never give you everything at once, or else you become proud and arrogant. You say, you know everything. He will never give you everything at once. There's no school you will go to and enter GSS1, and from GSS1 you go straight to SS2. It's not possible. The discovery of your destiny is a continuous thing. There are still faces you have not seen. And that's why you must keep yourself attached to your God. You have not yet there. You are far from being there. So the discovery and the rediscovery of your destiny, the opening up of your life by God to see the next phase. Somebody say next phase. I mean, this phase, you have stayed so long on this phase. God wants to show you a greater phase, my friend. So as we engage from time to time in the place of staying with God to discover and rediscover and rediscover. And you know, when you are traveling on a road and you are going, if you stop at a point, if you are looking at the forward, you think the end of the road is in front. But when you are moving, you get to a place, you see a bend. Then you get to a place, you see another bend. That kind of place is very common when you are going towards Jos. How many of us have gone towards Jos before? You've seen the road is like this. You have gone towards Jos, Nasarawa, Bauchi, all those areas. The road is like this. So when you get to a place, we have gone, then you now see another place. Now, it's not like Lagos Ibadan that is there. Even Lagos Ibadan that looks straight. At a point, you can't see from one end to another. I pray for somebody today. That purpose of God for you, may you discover it. I said that purpose of God for you, may you discover it. Now, you have discovered it. May you discover the next phase. And that's why God sent me here to you today. To forcefully push you into your next phase. To forcefully take you to that higher height. B, how do you fulfill your destiny? Live a life of gratitude. And thank God that we are in our month of gratitude and good news. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. It is your life of gratitude that makes God to take you to your destiny. Every phase of your life, every aspect of your life, every phase of your destiny must have gratitude. That's why no wonder the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, says in everything we must be thankful. What should come out of your mouth every day is, Father, I thank you. You are complaining of economy. Yeah, economy, you are still looking okay. You are complaining of economy and you are still, your children are still going to school. You are complaining of economy, you are still able to pay your rent. You are complaining of economy, in this day, the economy was when you bought your land. You are complaining of economy, yet you did not visit hospital to be admitted, or you or yourself or your wife or your children, and you are in the economy. Would it have been better if the economy was very okay, but your health was not okay? In everything, we must be grateful. You must see life as a gift that must be appreciated. It is when you see life as a gift that must be appreciated that you assess your lift. You must see life as a gift. See everything around you as a gift. I was speaking to the pastors last night when I came back, because when I came back, I came here straight. And I was speaking to them last night. And I, you know, as I looked at them, I was thanking God for their lives. Despite the fact that I know there's much more that we have to do. But I saw in them a heart that wanted to serve God better. And I was thanking God for their life. Just like my own fathers are thanking God for me. Nobody here will be a reproach. I say nobody here will be a reproach. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Life is a gift that must be appreciated. Everybody that must fulfill his destiny must be grateful. I say this with utmost respect to you. Many believers are not grateful. And I can prove it. In the way we thank God, in the way that we do things, in some of the things that we say, because a lot of believers are so focused on the material that we miss out on the entirety of God's blessing for us. And you must know, everything big starts small. Even if things are very tough for you today, if you are grateful, it will be better tomorrow. Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the Bible says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. I will praise thee, not economy or no economy. I will praise thee because I am fearfully made. How many of us are fearfully made here? You are specially crafted. And so because of that alone, you must thank God. You can wear clothes and clothes can stay on your body. You know, some people, if they wear clothes, clothes can stay on their body. You can wear clothes and the clothes can stand on your body. Somebody was telling me a story. I think it was Mama that was telling me that story. That somebody bought a cloth, ordered a cloth, a suit or something. And not around us here. And that the suit that person ordered was what they eventually used for the person's burial. Some of you now, your Christmas clothes have been ready since October. Because you didn't want Taylor Rush. It has been ready since October. And you will wear it. Yes! I say you will wear it. Yes! In the name of Jesus. Yes. We must be grateful. I've told you, this issue of gratitude is what makes the difference between believer A and believer B. That's what separates two believers. Two believers that were born again on the same day, they have different results simply because of gratitude level. One is not seeing God as doing anything. One has seen that everything is very bad. Another one says, God, I thank you. It could have been worse than this. It could have been worse than I could have been in a very terrible situation if not for you. And then because of that, God lifts that other person. I pray for you today. May the spirit of gratitude enter into you. I say, may the spirit of gratitude enter into you. In the name of Jesus. Let me move very fast. I'm running out of time. Number three, how to fulfill your destiny. Serve faithfully. Every opportunity you have to serve must be well utilized and faithfully administered. One of my most favorite scriptures is 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. Any opportunity you have to serve is an opportunity for the fulfillment of your destiny. Any place where you can serve, they have opened up destiny for you. And that's why I congratulate our workers this morning as we thank God together in the second service, because you are on the path of destiny. You are on the path of destiny. Anybody or anywhere where you have an opportunity to serve God, they have opened up destiny to you. Because once you are not idle, blessings must come. Once you are not too proud to sweep, why do you think God will be so will be proud to sweep your life clean of any evil? If you are not too proud to sing, how do you think that very soon people will not be singing to thank God for you? If you are not too proud to order people's car, please park here, please park well. No, sir, front, yes, but no, don't bridle. Yes, left, okay, straighten your steering. Yeah, okay, very good. God bless you. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you. How are you? How will you not receive the blessings of God? In Exodus 23 and verse 25, the Bible says, you shall serve. He will bless. Your own is to serve. He is to bless. Your own is to serve. Exodus 23 verse 25. He is to bless. You shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless thy bread and thy water. Take away sickness from the midst of thee. So everybody that is serving has position for destiny. I don't know my destiny. Where are you serving? And in what capacity are you serving? What is your area of service? What aspect of life are you serving? There are some services that they don't even need to see you, like prayer. They don't need to see you. Do you know one reason why God can't stop blessing me? I pray for you. That's one reason God can't stop blessing me. So when you are sleeping in the night, I'm supposed to be with my wife. I'm up, I'm praying for you. So you not say, I don't know why this man is blessed. You can't know. You can't know. Your service today will lift you tomorrow. Your service today will change your life tomorrow. Your service today will put you in the place of destiny. Show me one person that is serving God continuously and God is not blessing them continually. The more you serve, the more he will bless. The more you serve, the more he will bless. The more you serve, the more he will bless. Serve, and don't only serve well, serve faithfully. Don't serve with eye service. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse. It says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear. That's one thing that is absent in our generation now. No fear. No fear. The fear I'm talking about is not the fear of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. No, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that's not the fear of my HOD. I cannot do this. That thing is almost escaping in many people's life, many believers. No fear. Is it with fear and trembling? In singleness of your heart unto Christ. Go on. Verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. I'm showing you the way to destiny, friends. everyone that we position for destiny must serve. Everyone that we position himself for destiny must serve. Everyone that we position himself for destiny must serve. Everyone that we fulfill his destiny must serve. So, it's over to you. D, how do I fulfill my destiny? Live by the word. Live by the word. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you want to fulfill your destiny, live by the word. That's why this Bible must not be something you read occasionally. It must be something you read regularly. It's not, the word of God is not something you read only on Sundays or you read when you have time. No. You must create a schedule that allows you to read the Bible daily. This is your manual. This is the manual that shows you how to live. Your accounting books, your finance books, your law books, your medical books, your history books cannot show you how to live. They only tell you history of those that, according to 1756 to 1842. How does that one add value to your life? This is the book that will show you the way to go. This book talks sense to you. How many of you have read the Bible before and the Bible will be talking to you as if it's talking, it's correcting you, like somebody is talking to you? That's Bible for you. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and instruction in righteousness. That's the Bible. All, everything in the Bible is to correct your life and bring out the best in you. There's somebody here today. I see you cutting down on the time spent on the internet and refocusing your energy on the scriptures. I see you cutting down on the time spent on television, on Netflix. When we were much younger, I don't know if they still exist now. One of the problems then was video clubs. Do you still have video clubs now? I'm not sure. Any film you want to watch, you can easily buy that and watch it online, yes? People were so addicted to video clubs. Cassettes. Different kinds of video clubs. Presently now is internet, because anything you want to watch, anywhere you are, you can watch it. In the restroom, in the bus, in the Okada. Yesterday, I was driving after our prayers here, yesterday. A lady, her neck was almost breaking like this on the Okada, because she was checking something, and then the Okada was entering into bumps. She was still checking. I said, this is too much. From today, may your desire be for the word. I say, may your desire be for the word. Your heart will begin to pant after God daily. I say your heart will begin to pant after God daily. I say your heart will begin to pant after God daily. Can I say a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? And lastly, how do I fulfill my destiny? Keep planting the right seed. Keep planting the right seed. Pay attention to the seed you are planting. There cannot be great harvest without planting. So every day, if your destiny will be fulfilled, you must deliberately plant the right seed. Genesis 8 verse 22. Genesis 8 verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, there must be planting time and harvest time. So you're planting in the place of prayer. You're planting in the place of fasting. You're planting in a place of diligence and hard work on your assignment. You're planting in the place of doing the right thing in the department, not causing discord, not using two people's head to hit themselves in your department. Your planting of the right seed will definitely bring good result. But at the same time, your negative planting of doing the causing confusion, giving problem, doing giving issue all the time, you are also sowing a seed. You must be seed conscious in your work. Everything you are doing, you must be seed. This thing I'm doing, I'm sowing this. Is this a good seed or a bad seed? Life is about sowing and reaping. So if you want a great seed, you must do what it takes. And if you don't sow any seed at all, don't expect any harvest. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. He that soweth sparingly shall, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, shall also reap sparingly. He which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully, we also sow. So if you are not sowing any seed at all, I'm not necessarily talking of money. Yes, money, yes. Yes, very important. But there are many seeds that we are sowing. Words, thoughts, actions, behaviors, characters. Everything we are doing is a seed. And this seed will either boost our destiny or corrupt the destiny. Nobody's destiny here will be corrupted. I say nobody's destiny here will be corrupted. So as a worker, as a leader in the house of God, as a member, continue to sow the right seed in your department. Keep adding value to others so that you not lose value. Keep adding value to the system. Add value to the system. Keep adding value to the system. Keep adding value to the system so that the rewarder himself, because the privilege, the senior pastor might not be able to reward you. He might try if God gives him the enablement. Maybe he has some little resources. Maybe God wants, he might try, but he can't do it all. There is an ultimate rewarder. He will reward. He must reward. So everything we are doing, we must keep sowing the right seed. My admonition to you, in the remaining days of this year, sow the right seed. Invest into the preparation for 2025. I'll be speaking very seriously about that on Wednesday, when I'll be going very deep into the matter of the strategies that launches us into this realm I'm talking about on Wednesday. So every one of us cannot be where we want to be without sowing the right seed. You can't go to an account to want to draw when you didn't deposit money there, or nobody deposited money there for you. If you are going to get the best from this remaining days of this year and 2025, this is the time to start. And as we pray this morning, I trust God that somebody's destiny will open up. I say somebody's destiny will open up. Listen, as God lived, you will be a surprise to all your neighbors. Even your parents, you'll be a surprise to them. You'll be a surprise to your husband and to your wife. As you sow the right seed, your life will take a flight. No longer will you be on the floor again. Your life will never be on the floor again. Your destiny will not be on the floor again. You are blessed. I say you are blessed. This great destiny you carry, you will fulfill it. I can't hear your amen. I said, this great destiny you are carrying, you will fulfill it. This great destiny upon your life, you will fulfill it. Nothing will corrupt it. No devil will corrupt it. No wicked person will corrupt it. And you will not corrupt it yourself. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.